Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the earnings conference call of Everest Kanto Cylinder Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mitesh Jain from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Everest Kanto Cylinder's Q4 and FY 2026 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Puneet Khurana, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kapoor, Whole-time Director and Chief Financial Officer of the company. We will initiate the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for a question and answer session. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you all earlier. I would now request Mr. Puneet Khurana to make his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Mitesh. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us conference call. I will begin by sharing an overview of our performance for the quarter and the year, following which we'll open up the floor for questions. We are pleased to report a healthy performance for Q1 2026, marked by improved profitability and margin expansion and continued progress on strategic initiatives. For the full year, consolidated revenue stood at ₹1,470.6 crores. EBITDA increased by 15.7 crores year-on-year to ₹203 crores, with margins improving by 210 basis points to 13.8%. Profit before tax stood at 159.9 crores, up 22.6% year-on-year, while profit after tax came in at ₹146.7 crores, reflecting the growth of 50.1%. This performance was supported by favorable product mix, improved realization, and our continued focus on operational efficiencies across businesses. For the quarter, consolidated revenue stood at 358.2 crores. EBITDA was ₹39.6 crores with a margin of at 11.1% compared with 9% in Q4 FY25. PAT for the quarter stood at ₹45.7 crores. On standalone basis, revenue for FY2026 stood at ₹966.7 crores, with EBITDA growing 53.4 crores to ₹154.4 crores. EBITDA margin expanded to 16% from 10.6% last year, while standalone PAT came in at ₹81.2 crores, up 52.3% year-on-year. From the balance sheet perspective, the company remains comfortably positioned during the year with continued investment in strategic capacity expansion while maintaining financial discipline, giving us the flexibility to pursue growth opportunities in calibrated market manner. The board has recommended a dividend of ₹0.70 per share for FY2026. Our Indian business continues to witness strong demand across both CNG and industrial gas application, with industrial application seeing a healthy increase during the year. We also saw encouraged traction in higher value-added segments such as semiconductor and defense, with contributing positively to our product mix and supported overall margin expansion. The U.S. business maintained steady momentum during the year, supported by healthy order pipeline and growth opportunities in clean energy and specialized industrial applications. We remain focused on strengthening our positions in these markets and addressing emerging opportunities across geographies. During the year, we made meaningful progress on our expansion initiatives. We successfully commenced operations in the Greenfield Mundra facility, with sending our ability to cater the growth domestic demand. In addition, our Egypt facility is progressing steadily and expected to commence operations shortly. will further enhance our global manufacturing footprint and improve our ability to serve regional markets more efficiently. From an industry perspective, the broader demand environment remains encouraging for EKC. Although near-term fuel price volatility remains a factor to monitor, CNG continues to witness strong adoption in Indian mobility segment. Supported by cost-conscious consumer preference, wider availability, factory-fitted CNG models, and steady expansion in city gas distribution infrastructure. As per industry reports, CNG accounts to nearly 22% of passenger vehicle sales in FY26, emerging as the second largest fuel type in the segment from the second consecutive year and staying ahead of diesel. Over the medium long term, India is expected to remain a multi-fuel economy with gas playing an important role in mobility and broader energy transition. Beyond CNG-led mobility, opportunity across industrial gas, compressed biogas, hydrogen, semiconductor and defense are expanding with addressable markets for high-pressure gas storage and transportation solutions. With our diversified product portfolio, strong technical capabilities and expanding manufacturing footprint, we believe the company is well-placed to participate in long-term opportunities. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and request the moderator to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our first question comes from the line of Amit Kumar with Determined Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just give me one. Hello, can you hear me?
You are audible, sir. You may proceed.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I just wanted to, check, again, the Dubai business continued to be under pressure in fourth quarter as well. In fact, the whole of last year, has been a little bit of a difficult year, for that business. Now, should we sort of assume that, even the coming years, given the, geopolitical situation in the Middle East, should we expect any sort of improvement here, or, things will sort of continue to remain difficult?
And definitely, there will be improvement. We are already, even in this difficult situation, we are working at, around 50%. And, the order book is, improving. The order book is there. Only thing is that, the Middle East situation on shipment and other things are difficult. So hopefully that, this year should be a better year.
And, in terms of the India business, the significantly higher cost of, LNG, we've sort of, heard Petronet, they're still, I think April, May, they were still operating at, barely a 60%, utilization rate. So, supply is constrained, pricing higher. And now we have started to see, CNG prices at the pump also, sort of go up. In terms of the India demand scenario, you know, would you have any thoughts going forward?
You know, I think the CNG prices have increased, but, you know, they are not increased so much. So the PV market, you know, mainly will depend on, you know, how the petrol prices move. So if the petrol prices are moving in line with the CNG prices, you know, then if the petrol is going upward and CNG is going slightly upward, definitely the trend will continue. Because most of the customers that are using CNG vehicles are basically people who are moving away from petrol. Because now diesel vehicle, really nobody, you know, in passenger sector, not many people are even opting for diesel vehicles. You know, they are more opting for a CNG or a petrol vehicle. So, you know, customer, I don't think will leave CNG, you know, if the prices are still, you know, is there's not moved up so much. You know, the increase is not so substantial. So the things should, you know, I think continue, you know, at least, there should not be much impact, on the PV sales.
So actually, just to sort of clarify, if I recall correctly, your commercial business, commercial vehicle business is bigger than your passenger vehicle business.
Yeah.
You know, on the commercial vehicle side, I mean, you know, I mean, obviously last year has been, you know, good.
Yeah. So, you know, even on the commercial segment, you know, commercial segment will also continue.
From a logistics, so from a logistics industry perspective also, I mean, how are you seeing, I mean, will, I mean, one question is that, you know, within the, I mean, whether the CV demand itself, you know, can, you know, grow at the
7-8%. Exactly. On the CV demand.
Maybe it's got disconnected a little. Okay, I'll answer the question. Yeah. Yeah, so, continuing on, the point of, the CV sales, yes, we do not, you know, perceive that, the demand may drop. But, yes, we are hopeful on that.
All right.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Reet Jain from First Water. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I want to know the order book for the USA subsidiary and the executable time period.
Yeah, so the order book in USA is around $75 million, and it's for the period between 18 months to 24 months.
Okay.
To be executed.
Okay, got it. And sir, I read on your result that a new CEO has been proposed. So can you give us the background of the CEO, Mr. Gupta?
Yeah, so, right now, you know, we are awaiting his joining. Once he joins in, we'll be sharing all the details. So you may wait a little more.
Okay. Got it. And regarding Mundra and Egypt, what is your guidance regarding the ramp-up of the capacity? How soon are you going to utilize? Yeah.
On Mundra, we have already started production, so we are sort of the ramp-up will happen maybe 6 months down the line, because everything needs to stabilize and move ahead. On Egypt, we may be operational by the end of this month, and the ramp-up will start happening again after 6 months.
Okay. So when you say ramp up, what utilization levels we are targeting?
So in India, we may achieve the targets pretty soon. Egypt, we have to sort of, it'll be like, immediate targets would be around 40% of our targets, and maybe as we go ahead, we may achieve around 80% of the targets.
Okay. And I can see 162 crore of CWIP in your balance sheet. So what is this regarding?
This is the project which is not capitalized, that is, Egypt, US, and
okay, all those things.
All those
okay.
Together.
Got it. And sir, any update on the GST case?
Yeah, so GST case, we are, like last time also, in fact, I had indicated that our cases, you know, we have reached out to the government and we have asked them to give us a clarification on the HSN which is normally used for our products. So we are very positive on that, and we believe that once the GST Council meeting is held, we may get the clarification and it probably resolve the case.
So, and is it possible to share any timeline regarding the...
Well, timeline can be between 6 months to a year.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's it for my side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one on your touchtone telephones. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one. We have no further questions at this time, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you once again for your interest and support. Should you feel any further clarifications or would you like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our investor relations team or CDR India. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Everest Kanto Cylinder Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.